AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of AutoLine Daily. Today we have more earnings to report. We've also got more info on Lexus's newest crossover, and I'll take you back inside the AutoLine garage with some tips that should make you more confident that you're getting the right repairs done on your vehicle. But now let's get to the news. Fiat posted its second quarter earnings for the year, and the results are somewhat mixed. The company sold close to 1.2 million vehicles, which is up 2% from a year ago. That helped push its total revenue to $31.3 billion, which is a 5% gain. However, its earnings before interest and taxes fell 10% from a year ago, hitting $1.3 billion, and Fiat's net profit plunged to $262 million, a drop of 55%. Toyota and Volkswagen are battling for the top spot in the global automotive industry, and through the first half of the year, Toyota is still number one. The Japanese automaker sold 5.1 million vehicles worldwide through June, just barely squeezing by VW, which sold just over 5 million cars. GM is number three, having sold 4.9 million vehicles in the first half. Toyota was able to keep the sales lead because it has a much stronger presence in North America compared to VW. And in other Toyota news, we just got the chance to drive Lexus's new entry crossover, the NX. As you can see, the styling has been dialed back a bit from the wild-looking concept version. Two powertrain options are offered, a turbocharged 2-liter 4-cylinder that's mated to a new 6-speed automatic, and a 2.5-liter hybrid with an electronic CVT. Both versions are offered in front and all-wheel drive. In addition to those models is the F-Sport, which is equipped with the turbo powertrain. It comes with a different styled grille, bolstered seats, different wheel options, interior styling, and trim. Not surprisingly, the turbo offers more sporty driving than the hybrid, but each model is well planted and handles well. Lexus says the NX will start under $40,000, but we'll have to wait for the official pricing closer to when it goes on sale later this year. Driving while using your cell phone is dangerous. Everyone knows that. But not a week goes by that I don't see some idiot on their phone doing something stupid. And now police in the UK are turning to some pretty controversial measures to curb that bad habit. Law enforcement officials are going to confiscate the phone of any driver involved in an accident so they can determine if it was used when the crash took place. If it is found that the phone was in use and a serious accident resulted, the driver could face up to 14 years in prison. While I'm sure most of us are against using a phone while driving, some people are worried they will lose their phone for a minor accident, and there are even privacy concerns. We all know the Chinese love long wheelbase vehicles, and now Cadillac is jumping into the mix. The brand is now going to offer the ATS-L, which has seen its wheelbase stretch by over 3 inches for better rear seat, head, and leg room. Not much else has changed, other than a slightly new front fascia, and the rear seat was made more comfortable. The ATS-L will launch in China in the middle of next month. Coming up next, some tips on how not to get burned for repairs your car doesn't need.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
Some people can get very intimidated while at the repair shop. Does your vehicle need this or does it need that? And not to mention, it can get even more confusing when the technician or service manager starts using jargon you've never even heard before. But it doesn't have to be that way.
AutoLine Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
I never like hearing about someone getting ripped off for repairs to the car that they just don't need. But yet I do hear about it all the time, from people I meet to people commenting on our message boards. So here are a few easy tips that may help you out. First off, don't ever let a service manager try and sell work on your car without it ever being checked out first, unless you ask what repairs may be needed based on age and mileage. That may sound kind of dumb, but I hear about it happening all the time. Lots of people don't know much about cars or are just a little unsure about what repairs need to be done, and those are the ones that usually get preyed on. But that brings me to my next point. Always, always ask questions if you're unsure or just don't know. For example, if you're told you need brakes and you think it's just too soon to need them, or you think that you may have had them replaced not that long ago, ask to see them. Even ask the technician why they are recommending that the brakes need to be replaced if you don't know what worn ones look like. Another great tip is to ask what the manufacturer recommended service interval is. Every manufacturer tests their system and determine how long before a part or fluid needs to be changed. Everyone is different though, but they all have them and it's easy to get access to. I find this comes in handy all the time. Should a transmission fluid be flushed at 75,000 miles? Or when should I replace my spark plugs? Who knows? But it will be in the recommended service interval. Of course, not everyone out there is trying to rip off every person that comes through the door, and a service manager may be honest with you the first 9 times, but then try to slip one past you on the 10th time. So if you're just unsure or have that funny feeling that something is not right, ask. In the end, it will save you from getting work done that you don't need, which will also save you time, money, and maybe even educate yourself a little. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy. And that's also a wrap for this episode. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.